8 Instances of Intolerant Trump Haters Harassing High-Profile Conservatives. By Hannah Blow on June 26, 2019. Secret Service took a Chicago restaurant employee into custody Tuesday evening after she spit on President Trump's son, Eric Trump. However, that is far from the first time a radical leftist has lashed out at a prominent Trump-associated figure. There has been a rash of instances of the tolerant left lashing out and mistreating Trump's immediate family, members of his administration, and those merely associated by ideology. Here are a few instances. Sarah Sanders. In June 2018, Sanders revealed that the owners of the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, refused to serve her and her family. This was confirmed by Jake Foley Schultz, who wrote about the incident on Facebook. I just served Sarah Huckabee Sanders for a total of 2 minutes before my owner kicked her out along with 7 of her other family members. Foley Schultz originally wrote. He later modified his post to a more toned-down version. It read. I just served Sarah Huckabee Sanders for a total of 2 minutes before my owner asked her to leave and she complied. Her family left on their own accord, we didn't actually refuse service or kick her out. Ivanka Trump. A little over 1 month after then-President-elect Donald Trump won the presidential election, his daughter Ivanka, along with her children, was harassed by a gay man on a commercial flight. Your father is ruining the country, he shouted, adding, she should be flying private. Trump did not address the man directly and continued to distract her children as the man was escorted off the flight. You're kicking me off for expressing my opinion, he reportedly told security. The man's cover was blown by his own husband in a braggadocious tweet, revealing that he, the man removed from the flight, was deliberately chasing them down to harass them. JetBlue released a statement on the incident. The decision to remove a customer from a flight is not taken lightly. If the crew determines that a customer is causing conflict on the aircraft, the customer will be asked to deplane, especially if the crew feels the situation runs the risk of escalation during flight. Our team worked to re-accommodate the party on the next available flight. Kirstjen Nielsen. Last June, Democratic Socialists of America protesters harassed then-Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen and screamed at her as she tried to dine at a Mexican restaurant. In a Mexican restaurant of all places, one protester said. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is in a Mexican restaurant of all places. The effing gall, she added, as others shouted shame. While having a work dinner tonight, the secretary and her staff heard from a small group of protesters who share her concern with our current immigration laws that have created a crisis on our southern border. Sec Nielsen encourages all, including this group, who want to see an immigration system that works, contributes to our economy, protects our security, and reflects our values, reach out to members and seek their support to close immigration loopholes that made our system a mess. The secretary has been working with members of Congress for months in search of a solution and she will continue to do so this week. That same month, protesters surrounded Nielsen's Alexandria home, protesting the detainment of migrant children. Pam Bondi. Leftist protesters, part of Organized Florida, targeted Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi last June as she left a viewing of the documentary Won't You Be My Neighbor? Specifically over her support of the Trump administration's immigration policies. What would Mr. Rogers think about you and your legacy in Florida? Taking away health insurance from people with pre-existing conditions, Pam Bondi. One protester shouted. We were in a movie about anti-bullying and practicing peace and love and tolerance and accepting of people for their differences, Bondi later told the Tampa Bay Times. That's what Mr. Rogers is all about. We all believe in free speech. But there's a big difference there. We need someone who is unafraid to lead and restore America to its greatness, she added. I am proud to endorse Donald Trump for President of the United States of America. Tucker Carlson. In November 2018, agitated anti-Trump protesters swarmed Carlson's D.C. home, chanting threats like, Tucker Carlson, we will fight. We know where you sleep at night and racist scumbag, leave town. You can't hide from those you hurt. Tucker, the Twitter account that shared the video said. Ted Cruz. During the bitter battle over Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation, protesters forced Texas Senator Tex Cruz, R., and his wife Heidi to flee the D.C. restaurant Viola. They were visibly upset over Cruz's continuous support of Kavanaugh. God bless you, ma'am, Cruz told a protester. However, he and his wife ultimately left the restaurant after protesters continued to chant, "We believe survivors. Let's go ahead and go," Cruz told his wife. Mitch McConnell. Last summer, a number of protesters rushed Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, and his wife, Secretary of Transportation Elaine Joe, over reports of child separation at the southern border. Joe confronted them and said, "Leave my husband alone." Eric Trump. According to sources familiar with the matter, Eric Trump had, with a group of people, come into Aviary, an upscale lounge in Chicago, and the young woman, an employee of the establishment, came right up to him and spit in his face. For an eyewitness, she murmured inaudibly something that sounded like it was anti-Trump. Then Secret Service agents who were there protecting Eric Trump jumped into action and took the woman into custody. She was put in handcuffs and placed in a police paddy wagon, a source with knowledge said. Eric Trump decided not to press charges against the woman in the end, and she was released from police custody. "It was purely a disgusting act by somebody who clearly has emotional problems," Eric Trump told Breitbart News. "For a party that preaches tolerance, this once again demonstrates they have very little civility," he continued. "When somebody is sick enough to resort to spitting on someone, it just emphasizes a sickness and desperation and the fact that we're winning." Lounge owners confirmed that the employee has been placed on leave. "What is certain is this, no customer should ever be spit upon," they said in a statement. "We hope this incident can, at least, serve to illuminate the current absurdity of the discourse in our politics," they added.